Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All praise to the Most High God, Israel. Well, I want to say welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Water with Job Israel, a Come and See Ministry Bible Study class also. Come and See Ministry Bible Study class, Commonwealth of Israel. Oh, I had a brain fart. Look, it's been a minute, man. Drug been under the weather. The enemy was definitely trying to keep precepts. Good see, be here, be ready to go. Look, due to schedule changes, I'm going to try to get these precepts in as often as I can, when I can. I mean, if I got to do them in the evening, I'm doing them in the evening. I mean, if I got to do it in the daytime, I'm going to do it in the daytime. I'm going to give everybody a heads up. I mean, you know what it means. I'll give you a couple of hours. You know what I mean? And you can set your mind to it and know that it's around the corner that, you know, hey, we finna get ready to jump off. Okay, so with all of that being said, look, brothers and sisters, let's get prayed in. If we can, stand, face Jerusalem. Amen. Brothers, if you can uncover your heads. I know some of us is at work right now. That's fine. Some of us got this pay off, that's fine too. But if we can uncover your heads, sister, if you can cover your heads, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. And Father, have mercy on still for both physical and spiritual. And Father, have mercy on Jesus, brethren, and their families. And Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children. And our children's children, and their children, and their families. And Father, have mercy on them, for the Holy Spirit. And give us a mind to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word, with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us, step up your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them to a mind to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the place to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercy to endure forever. Amen. 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 We want to say welcome again to another episode of Sounds of Living Waters. Today, we're going in on the spiritual warfare, you know. And I'm going to tell you, the first warfare is with ourselves. That's what we're willing to accept. You know, the first warfare you're going to experience is between your ears. You know, this is that thing. I mean, you know, I don't think we, you know, really take these things serious, man. I mean, you know, our walk, so to say, before God, man, because this thing is when you say beware spirits, man, first thing, you know, most people that's been born and raised in churches, they think they got carte blanche on spirits and whatnot, you know. But I must discern a spirit. And then you try the spirit and you say, so what is a no vice? Good point. Okay, well, let me try easy. What about lasciviousness? Okay. All right. Here go an easy one. Variance. What about that? Now we see that we don't know these things because these things are what God warned us that if we perform these things, we will not inherit the kingdom of God. This is that thing. We will not inherit the kingdom of God. And so we got to be conscious of that. And I'm going to tell you something. This is something that we don't want to do. And that's to look at ourselves, because we the first ones that we got to exercise, man. Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am. He dealt with himself. You know, how you going to check somebody else and you ain't dealt with yourself? You know, you haven't dealt literally with yourself. You know, all we're doing is playing church. We haven't looked into the word of God and said, Father, what I need to clean up about me. You know, I can see that we all in trouble, but I know I'm in trouble, but I don't know what kind of trouble I'm in. Father, show me those things. And that's when it get real scary. That's what some of these movies, these curious eye films about when you look in the mirror, and you see that man, and it's you. You the foul spirit. You the one that's out of order. You know, this is that thing. Do we want to face that person? You know, do we really want to see our fault? I ain't talking about he gonna come up in the mirror and look like some devil or whatnot. What I'm saying is when the Father starts revealing what you are you prepared to receive it and repent from it and walk away from the things, you see? That's the beginning of it, right? So let's get into this. Let's start this in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1. And those of us got dictionaries, man, and, you know, I like my little dictionary, whatever, man. I got, you know, thesaurus and whatnot, but I got this here internet dictionary that's really working out for us, brother. So I'm going to use this one to break down some of the words and some of the things that we are in trouble with and don't even know, right? So let's read into this. Hebrews chapter 1 and 1. It says this, let brotherly love continue, right? So let brotherly love continue. I mean, you know, love one another. You know, can't be respect a person. We find out respect a person is the worst kind of spirit you got. Even though it's like mentioned lightly, but it's a foul spirit, man. You say they didn't do them things with not see the borders. Trying to tell you, don't be judging people. And then you sit up there and you say, well, this is my brother, and that's, I know something about this person. You don't even know his own number, and you got something to say. No, man, you better check your misery because you will end up in trouble for that nonsense. Anyway, it goes on. Let brotherly love continue. Be forgiveful. It said, be not forgiveful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels in the way of the first. We want to read this and say, I talked to an angel. Angel visited me. I was walking down the street, and I felt the presence. Really? Really? Is that what this saying? And then you read verse 3, it says, and remember them that are in bonds. Uh-oh. Oh, wait a minute. This conversation take another turn. It said, remember they are in bonds. Because first of all, it said, for thereby some have entertained angels and unawares, right? So it says this, remember them that are in bonds, as bonds with them, and them that suffer adversity as being yourselves also in a body. So he's telling us that people is entertaining angels that don't even know. They're walking around with foul spirits and don't even know it. They don't even know it. Especially if they ain't in the Word, they don't know nothing. They loaded with devils. Some of us, we allow them people to touch us and lay with us and stuff like that. And they loaded with uncleanness. Ever repented? They be taking on that madness and they wonder, why we back crazy. You know? And can't figure it out. But this is the thing, man. People is loaded with devils these days and don't even know it. And then and you call it out. You know, you're like, Satan, get behind me. And they look at you like you said something. You don't, man, I'm trying to be sure to get into this. And this is going to be an ongoing thing. So those of us that really want to find out about these spirits, hang in here. We're going to go in. We're going ham on it because we need to start first home. You got to start between the ears because that's where your biggest struggle is. It's easy to see somebody else's sins, you know what I mean? Because a lot of times they on their sleeve, you know. Okay, that's a fornicator, right? That person over there is a habitual liar. You know, that's a thief. You know what I mean? You can see that. But what about that secret fault that we don't know about, you know? They had a spirit of emulation. Well, what's that? You know, those of us that's like, you know, got that 12th grade education may not know that. May not know what hubris is. You know what I mean? Got to be careful, man. We got to look these things up. Can't just lean on to our own understanding. So he said this. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels, plural, unaware. Remember them that are in bondage, because you've been set free. You've been set free. Why? When you got up in that water, the Lord allows you to be free from that. But then you can mess around and hear that we said the worst than that. Careful with that madness, man. Be careful how you treat people. Careful what you're doing in this world. Real conversations, man. If you say you can end up with seven words, they coming with more. They coming with seven or more than what they came with. They ain't coming by themselves. All of a sudden, you find yourself with 5,000 spirits inside of you. You don't even know it. You know, all we know is that you just don't have control of yourself. That's all to it. You have no control, none whatsoever. You get carried away with any kind of spirit, any wind whatsoever. That's because you loaded with foul spirits. You have no control of your being. Got to be careful, man. So anyway, let's look at it. Remember them that are in bonds, right? And as bonds with them, because this is the mercy. This will come good. That's what I'm saying. Let brotherly love continue. As bonds with them. And them that suffer adversity, remember now, because Satan is the accuser. He the one is, you know, the devils are bringing adversity. They're making them oppose themselves as being yourselves also in the body. You see? So we gotta be careful with that because we're looking at the spirit and the body, you know, the devils inside the body, right? So let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Let's look at that. Actually, I don't want to jump that back. Don't say that for last, right? No. I do want to read that. It's like okay. Ephesians chapter 2. Now watch this. He said, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world. That's why he said we walk in the course of this world. That's why he said, remember them that are in bonds. They are walking in the course of this world because they don't know any different. By you, You being set free, you supposed to know the difference. So when you see somebody opposing themselves, the least thing you're supposed to be doing is judging them. You're not supposed to be looking at, oh, they got a devil. You're supposed to be thinking of how you can set them free from that. You know, and not all of them going to come at you like, man. They going to always do the zombie thing because, be honest about it, that's all, you know, sensationalism. You know, that is sensationalism. Angels and devils, man, they got beautiful voices, Jack. They can sing. They hypnotic. They got the spirit of lust in their voice. They can reel you in. They not what you think. You think you're talking to something got a peaceable spirit or something beautiful, and that mug is a flat out devil, man. Got to be conscious of that, right? So it says this, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2. And it reads, it says, "Well, in the times past, you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." See, that's why we read the Hebrews. They don't know that they are disobedience because they haven't been taught any different. That's when you realize you've been set free as in bonds with them because you know you're still in the flesh and you know what they're dealing with because you've been set free and you know they haven't been. It's not a time to judge, it's a time to deliver. Unfortunately, too many times we judge first. Forgetting our own selves, forgetting what we look like in a mirror, you know. It says this. It says, verse 3, "Among whom also we had our conversations in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, whereby by nature the children of wrath, even as others." So, "in whom our conversation in times past," not now, not in the lust of our flesh, "fulfilling the desire," we're not supposed to even supposed to be there. We're not even supposed to do that. "Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, whereby nature, the children of wrath, even as others." See, this is that thing. That's why he said, remember, you was in bond. You've been set free. So we can't go back to this. We can't even claim that conversation anymore because you've been delivered, so to say. Right? You've been delivered from that, so to say. That would be the idea that we've been delivered from these spirits. So this is that thing. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into, I'm going to read this a little further down. It says, "even when we were dead in sin," "but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us," right? So he set us free from the bonds of the flesh in our minds, right? "If we allow ourselves to be delivered." And he said, "even when we were dead in sins," that's why he's talking about, if we were dead in sins, we were loaded with devils. That's what he's talking about in that Hebrews. He was talking about you going to meet an angel and you're going to be kicking the bobos. You got to watch, you know, he's going to give you them. Knock that nonsense off. He's not talking, that's not what that's saying. He's talking about people is loaded with spirits and we're supposed to know what they are by reason of their mouth or their actions. And he said this, "even when we were dead in sins, have he quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you say, or mercy." Mercy, we are saved. He gave us a little mercy. And he delivered us from our madness. "He has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places." Christ, man. So now he's allowing us to to receive his word. He's allowing us to sit down on the Sabbath day to take him in and all this, that, and the other. Not to judge people who don't know about the Sabbath, that don't know about pork and don't know about the feast days and stuff like that. But thanking God that he allowed us to even have an idea about those days, because we really don't know what they mean. Not the fullness. Or else the scriptures are broken because we see in part and we hear in part. So it's no way we can have full understanding of any of these things because we do not have 100% literacy or cerebral consciousness to even conceive the word of God completely. So this is our humility that we know we don't. And so we able to talk to somebody and let them know, look, man, hey, understand this, man. The Father is merciful. He's willing to, you know, to help us and get us out of this madness that we're in. And it's our heads, man. Everybody is stressed out. Everybody is upset. People drive angry, man. People shooting out the windows and stuff because they drive it angry. Why? Because they don't know any better. They aren't blessed. Do you know what blessed means? Happy? It means peaceful? People are stressed out. If they're stressed out, then they're not feeling blessed. How can you be blessed and stressed at the same time? You see, so people don't know that they're bound. That's a spirit in itself called stress. You know, people that, you know, we were Israelites, notorious for this, man, always dogging a Gentile, and they forget what he said in the first 10 books of the Bible after he got through talking to Noah's sons. He said, Japheth, I'm going to enlarge his tent. What do you mean? Well, look at the scriptures, man. That book wasn't printed by us. We wrote it, but it sure as hell wasn't printed by us. And he allowed him to name the devils in his word, autism, palsy, you know, all these different devils, bipolar, you know, they named them spirits like that. Your mind is tripping. And then they give you pharmaceuticals to deal with that. Truth be told, the word of God is the only heal for mental illness because we don't have faith that it can heal our mental illness. We got to pray for faith. That's what the man said, man. Hey, save my child. He got this palsy, man. He fall in a fire, you know. He jacked up with devils. He called palsy devils, people. You know, and then he said, and then the man told Christ, because Christ ran at him something. I forgot how exactly he quoted it. Then he said, help me with faith. And this is what we should be begging. Faith, you know, that we can deal with these things within ourselves, not the people, within ourselves, because we're not healing ourselves. Christ said it. He said, oh, I would have healed all of y'all, but okay, physician, heal yourself. And they got mad. This is the Sabbath day. They got mad and wanted to throw him off a mountain on the Sabbath day. I bet you everybody was going to class. Ooh, it's the Sabbath day. We're going to get the word of God. Christ came in there and read that book and shut it down. And then everybody said, ain't this Joseph's son? Respect a person. Ain't this, and his sister scorning. His sister and his mother is here with us. And then he said, he picked up on the spirit and said, oh, a prophet is without honor in his own house and his own country. Oh, they was ready to kill him there. And it's a Sabbath day in the class, man, in the temple while they was learning. See, this is that thing we don't realize that's in us. Me and this dude, I just brought back something back to my remembrance, man. Me and this brother named Kenny Weaver, man, we was hitting these dudes hard back in the day. You know, we was running up, you know, I was in Chicago doing the evangelist thing, man. We was hitting the church maybe once or twice a week, you know. And we ended up at this metaphysical joint, you know, Yahweh is metaphysical, something. So they was calling the name Yahweh, and they was all into this management. See, when you breathe to be a Yahweh, it was all into that, you know. And so they didn't believe in the law, right? Okay. So you calling on Yahweh and they believing in the law, you was like back crazy. You know what I'm saying? So me and Kenny went in there, man, and the Lord allowed us to run along. He said, first, we're going to speak, and then we're going to give you a chance to speak. No. They let us go first. Kenny read. We ran a book at him. That dude got up behind us and said, if this had been 20 years ago, we'd killed you. I'm like, what? He sure said it. And then when it started cooking pork, one of his little cronies went and started cooking pork inside the place on the Sabbath day. Stop cooking pig. We didn't go back. That was the end of that story. That sure happened. God is our witness. That dude threatened our being. So I know what Christ said about that. I know they was going to kill him, but Christ walked through him, right? Once again, that 100% cerebral. What do you mean? Either I can blind your mind, because I got 100%, I'm walking with all power. Like Adam here, 100% cerebral. So he got all power like Adam. So he walking through the people, either he blind their minds or he disappeared. Look, if you 100% cerebral, you can vanish. You can turn your body into antimatter. But you can't comprehend that because we aren't 100% cerebral. We're not even using 20% of our brain. But that's another conversation. I'm just trying to tell you, this is the stuff we're dealing with. The devil's the first ones you're going to deal with is in the house of God. We ain't dealing with them today. We're trying to deal with ourselves. You know, we're trying to get us first. You know, we know about the devils and the people and the devils. We know that Jesus cast them out. All right. But what about what's in us? You know, what's going on is between your ears. That's what we got to fix. You know. So let's look at this. Let's go to Jeremiah. Right? Because we walked in the lust of the world, right? So get this. He said, and not to forget them, that they entertaining angels and unawares. Why? Jeremiah chapter 9. Watch this here. He said, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? What? You mean to tell me you don't even know that you're wicked? You don't even know that you're desperately wicked. You don't even know that you're deceiving yourself by thinking you righteous. You don't even know you're deceiving yourself. Because the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. So we ain't even thinking about it. We think because we done got the Sabbath day on a weekday, you know, we can go in and we can get the lesson there and again, and we done pull up on a couple of commandments, and now we all good, right? All right. Let's look at this word wicked. Let's do this. Let's look at desperately. Let's look at desperately, right? Because he said desperately wicked, right? So let's first look at this word desperate, because if it's desperate, then we better figure out, you know, what the Father's saying here. Desperate. It says this. Rash, frantic, hopeless, desolate. See, that's stressed out. That's why people feel the stress. That's the spirit of suicide. That's what he's talking about. When you start seeing people with these spirits on them, that's when you start seeing that it can be a spirit inside of them that's desperately wicked, man. And it's trying to kill them. And it tried to kill us first. So the Lord delivered us from ourselves, but we know now that this person is in trouble because he's telling us, and she's telling us, I don't think I can make it. I think I'm going to die. I might just kill myself. I don't believe anybody loves me.
What? That's deceitful. How you going to think nobody loves you? You're deceiving yourself. But that's the spirit. That's a spirit. That's a devil. That's somebody entertaining the spirit of unaware. In the word, you got people that's in the class suicidal, man. You got people that's in them, that go to keep the Sabbath faithful, is contemplating suicide as we speak. Why is that? Because we're not searching the heart. We're not searching the rain. We're not digging in to see what's really going in on us. We're not looking at ourselves. We're too busy looking out. We're not looking inward. Desperate. Separate. Unlike. So this person feel like they unlike. And they desperate to be liked. You know, but they unlike. And it says this, having lost all hope. And he said the heart will make you feel like you lost all hope. It says, showing despair, reckless or violent. So they reckless, they'll do anything. And they violent, they got violent outbursts. You know, you can't tell them nothing. They violent. They hellish. Because they hopeless. And it goes on. It says, undertaken out of extreme urgency or a last resort. Like I said, man, they suicidal. The heart is deceitful. Why? Because these things are destined. He said, these are devils, man. He gave, like I said, he allowed Jason to call this devil desperate. That's a devil. That's not a medical term. That's a spiritual term. Suffering, driven by great need or distress. That is not somebody who believes in God. Careless. Critical.
Okay.
Often post-positive. That's that thing, man. So it says, having or showing despair, hopelessness. So this is that thing. That's why he said the heart is deceitful above all things and hopeless. Wicked, despairingly wicked, carelessly wicked. It says, last resort wicked. And you know what? Christ is tempted with this. You know how I know? Because the devil asked him to throw himself off a mountain. And the angels would carry him up. He said, oh, no. He said, no, Lord. No. He said, the Lord said, don't tempt him like that. You know, don't do that. Wow, I just had a thought about that. That musician that jumped out with his sister that played. She jumped out of a high-rise baby. She was desperate. She was hopeless. She was dealing with a spirit that was wicked. This is why he said, be careful when you're dealing with people with unawares, because they are dealing with wicked spirits. And they don't even know. They don't know they got angels on them trying to kill them. And then it says this. Let's look up this word wicked. Let's bring that in, right? Wicked. Evil, immoral. So they don't have any morals. They ain't thinking about the laws of God. If you're not keeping the commandments of God, you are moral. You are not you do not have any morals. You just know about them. You know, just like people think they know Jesus, you just know the name. But morally, you are more she said they morally corrupt. Morally corrupt. She said they were wicked. They were wicked. Very wicked. And this is what the Lord is saying. He said, morally. Severe distress. And there was that word again. Playfully malicious. Mischievous. So they sneak devils. They got sneaky devils on them. They do shit with dogs. This is what they do. They sneaky. They think they hidden. Those of us that have eyes, they can't see them because your light is too bright for them to hide. Because you know the spirit. You see the spirit. You know, it's almost like a game. They think they playing this game. It says playfully malicious. They playfully, wow, wait a minute, malicious? Playfully malicious. Let's look that word up before we go any further. We're going to get back to wicked. Malice. Whoa. It said playfully having a nature for of or resulting from malice, deliberately harmful and spiteful. That's what they playful. They play with devils like that. They don't have no problem going there. They don't have no problem entertaining the spirit of malice. And take the Passover with it. You know, the law tell you don't take the Passover with malice in your heart or maliciousness. And we are careless to do these things because we don't know. Some of us don't. It said deliberately harmful, right? It says this, feeling the need to see others suffer. That's what malicious means. They playful just to see other people going through it. They intentionally want to see you suffer spiritually. They know what they do. They know what they're doing. That's that willful thing. These people, they actually inside of our camp with these devils like this. And they will perform them any minute. But what happens is, now this is the thing, when they don't have anyone to perform these devils on, and these devils start going and the people start attacking them with the same spirit. And they be wondering why this person say this to me? Why this person say that? Because you entertain the devil. That's what they do. They turn around and they will rend you. The law said that it's going to come back. He said, he that roll a stone, it's going to come back on them. If you playing with these devils, they're going to come back on you. So a lot of times people be going through these miseries and things, and I've seen people, man, and I through my years, man, I've seen people just lose their mind because they was playing with these devils. And they came back and they got them. Now they can't even talk anymore. They jacked up. They loaded with the same devils they was playing with the whole while. Now they can't even open their mouth and put together a reasonable sentence. Malice, spite, spitefulness, venom, malevolence. That's a movie, right? Malevolence, malignity, wishing evil on others, despitefulness, ill will, malevolence, malice, malignity. You know, like people go, yeah, well, Lord going to get you this, that, and the other. Well, okay, that's fine. Cool, you say so. But I got to done something to get it. I got to been done something to receive that. You can't just say that because it's in you to say it. You got to own it. You know, like David's rewarded me evil for good. Therefore, let Satan stand at their right hand. What? That's how that works. That's the only way it works. Is that somebody rewarded, they rewarded you good, and you turned around, and you treated their pearls like a swine. It says, meanness, nastiness, poisonous, spitefulness, venomous, vicious. Yeah, well, okay, that's what malicious means, right? Let's go back to wickedness again, right? Wicked. And it says this, evil or, okay, playful. It says playfully wicked. Playful, malicious, or mischievous. They think it's a joke. They think it's a game, you know, to be wicked. You know, like some people, man, they could be having sex with that person right there, and they could be with this other person, be having sex with that other person and looking at each other, knowing they're doing that, and they playing wickedness. That's called maliciousness. They playing with devils. No problem going. That's that thing. It says this, severe distress, highly offensive, obnoxious. You're obnoxious, right? Okay. Let's see, obnoxious, morally bad in principle or practice. So they practice is generally just bad, you know. For the most part, they don't have any good practices. You know, for the most part, they pretty much just do evil stuff. You know, even though out their mouth they try to say they serving God and all that madness, but actions speak louder than words. And that's what God said, right? So here it is. He said, mischievous. Roguish in a playful way, causing injury or harm, troublesome, unpleasant, or offensive, slang, evil, person is evil, right? Evil, let's look at this word evil, right? Because see, remember now, we're dealing with devils, and these are Gentiles. This word didn't come up. This word is pronounced different in Arab and Arabic and Chinese or Mandarin. It's pronounced different in Mandarin. You know what I mean? Evil isn't in Mandarin evil. It's pronounced differently. Evil isn't evil in Arabic. It's pronounced differently. So. Morally bad, wrong. Oh my God. Just came up with a whole page of some stuff. Man. What's up with this? Wow. I ain't even gonna try to read all of this. Okay. Morally bad, wrong, wicked. Okay. Causing ruin, injury, or pain. Harmful. This is what they do. They cause injury or pain. Characterized by or indicates future misfortune, ominous, bad or blameworthy by report, infamous. So the angels are reporting that these people are evil. That's the game they're malicious. And the next thing you know, this is something that, I mean, remember now, the Lord delivered us or supposedly delivered us from this first. This is the first thing we have to understand, that he delivered us from this, I think, right? It says, it was caused harm, misfortune, or destruction. An evil force, power, or personification, something that caused a source of suffering, injury, or destruction. So they ain't on the build thing. They on the destruction thing. They in the way of tearing down. If it's something physical or even relationship. Proverbs chapter 6, when the Lord talk about a flow of heart or somebody with swift feet to run into mischief, they evil. Because he said they sow discord among the brethren. He called them evil. That's what they do. And they got all these characteristics. It says offensive, unpleasant, morally wrong, of course. Something evil qualities, intentions, or conduct. The force in nature that governs and give rise to wickedness and sin. So they would teach somebody else to sin against God. They would give them rise against the commandments. They would teach them to rise up against the law. They're evil. They said, you know, somebody who don't know God, they would teach them, they know better, but they would teach them to do evil before God, before they teach them good. That's what God called evil. That spirit, you see. Harm, mischief, misfortune. Okay, a disease, an evil manner, you know, that they manage is out of control. A form of witchcraft. Oh, my God. It's witchcraft, but then you know what witchcraft is, of course. The definition of witchcraft in the Word of God is rebellion, you know. And that, you know, rebellion is to have a total opposite of what's good, right? So he tell you that the sin of witchcraft is rebellion. This is that thing. So let's look at this a little further. Okay, now we got evil on there. All right, so where do we start off with? Let me back up. desperate. We started off with desperate in medicine, all of that. You see that? This is the devils that come with spirit. This is those devils that he said, you've been cleaned up, and then you come back with seven worse. Well, this is that thing he's talking about. As we see here, the malicious, that we seem desperate and wicked led off into a whole nother page of wickedness or evil. So Christ called it. He said, you can mess around with devils seven times worse than the ones you had at the gate. Before you even came into the gospel, you could walk away with worse. Because, one, we didn't repent from the first ones. We're still doing it, you know. But then again, we don't know we're doing it because we aren't searching these things. It says, let me read 17 and 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? He said, now watch this. He said, who can know it? Right? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try to reign. Even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doing. So, what do you mean every man? Well, if you want to be holy, then I'm going to make sure you get all the hoes on the planet. If you're an adulterer, I'm going to make sure you get all the wives that's ready to go there. If you're a liar, if you're a talebearer, he's going to make sure you get all the information you can handle. That what you desire, I'm going to give it to you. Because you can't lie. And then that's what's going to end. That's going to be our end if we don't repent from those things. But then we got to know that these things are there. That's why he said in verse 9, who can know it? You got to know that you're dealing with devils. You got to accept that you're dealing with devils. Then you got to repent from those devils. You can't just be running your mouth talking about and putting up these banners all over Facebook and all this nonsense, talking about I repent, knowing you full of crap. No, you haven't repented from nothing. You sick like the flu. You know, and we all walking around, you know, like, man, this is the put-up a post, man, talking about, man, we ain't been in class in over a year, and we, this is the best we did the best. It's people. After watching people drop dead. It says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try to reign, even to give every man according to his ways. So if you love the word of God, he going to make sure you get the word. If you love those secret things that belong to him, he going to talk to you about those secret things. Or if you don't and you love wickedness, he going to make sure you always get it. According to the fruit of his doings. Right?
Right.
Okay. Why? As a partridge sits on eggs and hatches them, as a partridge, right? Somebody just told me it's a dance in this world called the ostrich walker. Women walk around throwing their donks around in front of dudes or whatnot, you know. They call it ostrich walk. Really? Right. So not by right. Shall leave them in the midst of his days, and his end shall be a fool. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. So he's saying that we are sitting against his glorious high throne. Something that was from the beginning of all things. He said, O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed. They know they got that dirt on them. And they said, and they shall depart from me, and shall be ridden in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the Father, the fountain of the water. Now, here's the 20. Now, here's the other part. Look what Jeremiah said. Heal me, Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. But thou art my praise. How is he gonna heal from that, from having a heart that's in me wicked? That's what he just got to be talking about. He said, heal me from that. But you gotta know that. You gotta know that you got a desolate heart. You gotta know that you're wicked. Right? But we sitting up here, man, you know, I can discern spirits. Yeah, I got a feeling about that person. No, you got a feeling that person can see you. Yeah, I know the feeling you have. Right. It's nonsense. That's a feeling. Yeah, that's all it is emotion. People jumped on me because I was like, you know, love is an emotion. The truth is love. Love is an emotion. It's just a feeling. If you want to say that, you know, I got this gooey feeling, I'm in love. Hell no, you're not in love. If you could do all kind of sin against that person, that's BS. That's just an emotion. The truth is love. The truth is love to me. It took me a while to get to that. I wish somebody would have told me that when I was looking for a wife. Let's go into St. John. No, Job. Let's go into Job chapter 14, right? Job chapter 15. Now you got to pay attention to Job, right? Because the devil jumped on Job. And so God started telling Job, you know, through these brothers, how he operates, you know. And then these brothers would get off in their flesh and become accusers. You know, you can hear the accusing spirit, but the Lord was allowing it to happen because Job had a spirit inside of him. He had a scorning spirit. He thought he was better than everybody. What do you mean? I fed the hungry. I wouldn't even sit down with a wicked person. I did this and I did that. I was reading this. I said, ooh, all those things Jesus said, don't say. He's saying it. But the Lord called him perfect. He was. He was perfect in his own mind. He was. Then the Lord jammed him and taught him some things. And he saved him from himself. And that's what he said. I mean, he said, I want you to answer me. Answer me, Job, so I can justify you. If not, hold your peace, and I'll teach you some things. And he held his peace and shut up and listened. You can't listen. That's that pride when you can't listen. You're too busy running your mouth. You can't listen. You know, too busy justifying yourself. Like, you know, certain brothers, man, you just, all they do is talk. I'm like, you're scared to listen. You got fear in you because you won't listen. The reason why you're talking is you got fear inside of you. You really don't want to hear what the Spirit got to say. That's really what the time is. It's fear. They always want to sound like they know what they did. Blah, 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 blah. And I'd be like, wow, that's bad. Okay, all right, so be it. Anyway, that's what the bishop says. He said, Job chapter 15 and 14, what is man that he should be clean, and which is born of a woman, that he should be righteous, right? Because we can see the sin. That's our first humility, right? I think this is Eliphaz saying this anyway, you know. It's one of the wisdom dudes, you know. But they was out of order when they was coming at him because they became accusers at the same time. He said, behold, he put no trust in his saints. Yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight. Why? He was right. Because Christ hasn't died yet, and he didn't yet sprinkle the holy place. Christ haven't came yet. So when Christ died, his blood sprinkled the holy place, which is heaven, and cleaned it up. So now it's clean again. He was right. I was like, oh, these kids, these cats is kicking some bowls, right? Anyway, and then he said this. Let me, who is this talking? Let me look at him. Who is this guy talking? Ephaz, the Temite. And they're not even Israelites. These are strangers, right? Let's see. He said, how much more abominable and filthy is man, which drinketh iniquity like water? See, we don't even know that men, we are abominable, you know. It's filthy, right? That's why. You know, we can read in Isaiah, he said, all our righteousness is as filthy rags, right? So let's look up this word, filthy. Yeah, it must be, hold on. Okay, that's an H. Filthy. It says, characterized, it says, cover is smeared with filth. Oh, it says, disgustingly dirty. Oh, my God. He said, man is disgustingly dirty. We covered it. Filth. Are we listening? We not listening. He said, man is covered with wickedness, covered with sin. He said this. He said, I've seen offensive. Vicious. So filthiness and vicious are can be in it. He said, so filthiness become vicious. If you dirty and you're not clean, then of course you're going to be vicious as someone else that is. Ask Jesus, the priest. Ask them as set free Barabbas over Christ because we were filthy. So we judge the Holy One of Israel with viciousness. Are we not listening at the Spirit? So we see filthy bring viciousness. You could be vicious. Extremely unpleasant. Extremely unpleasant. Extremely unpleasant. Filthy will make you extremely unpleasant. Like, nobody want to be around you. You know, well, those that's dealing with the spirit don't want to be around you because too filthy. That's all it is. Unpleasant. You know. Why? Because man drinking iniquity like sin. We drinking iniquity like sin. Right. Extremely unpleasant. Foul. Oh my goodness, you said man is foul. Foul. Disgusting. Completely dirty. Oh my goodness. He said, how much more abominable and filthy is man? Completely dirty, completely foul. Is that what this brother just told Job? Yes, he did. He told him that man is foul. No wonder Paul went to Arabia. When he came back, those same foul spirits tried to kill him. Foul. Let's look up this word, foul. He named filthy. Now, we're looking at these synonyms, man, and you start reading this stuff. These are devils that's attached to that, right? So let's look up the word foul. Unfair. Oh, a foul person is unfair. Isn't that fair? They play dirty. Ooh. Ooh. That's what that means. Unfair, unclean, rotten. Grossly offensive to the senses. Disgustingly loathsome. Unfairable. Offensive to the senses. Revolting. Containing dirt, impurities, and other foreign matters. Other devils. Devils, are we not listening? That's why he said people are entertaining devils and unawares because man is filthy. They foul. Morally detestable. Wicked, vulgar, obscene, vulgar. I really don't. I never looked up the word vulgar. So, hey, y'all, this is a first. So, vulgar, crudely indecent, defiant in taste, deficit in taste, consideration, or refinement. Given cruelty, tastiness, and one's behavior. Offensively excessive and self-display. Ooh, offensively excessive. That's, what's that word that he called excessive? It's in the Greek, but it's called something different. It's called different. Well, we're going to look at it a little later. It's different, though. But it says lack of taste. Okay, all right. Characterized by ignorance. Hey, we don't even know we don't even know we dirty. We don't even know we filthy. We don't even know we foul because we ignorant. So vulgar come with the spirit of ignorance. You see how we start running into the legions and it started adding up. See how they adding up? See, all these devils are adding up. They're adding up. You know, before we probably done with this, we're going to have probably about 2,000 or 3,000 legions over here. We done uncovered. God forbid, I mean over here, over there. What I mean is that we're going to probably expose, let's say, yeah, that's it. We're going to expose probably a couple of thousand of them just in a short little precept by looking up these words and we're finding out that these are devils. It says, obscene. Lewd. Lewd is up under vulgar. Hold on, let's look up this word lewd. Because that's in Proverbs. That's, that word fall up under something else. Lewd. It says, preoccupied with sex or sexual desires, lustful, obscene, indecent, optionally wicked. So this person is sexually active. This person is foul sexually. It says, characterized by or intended to excite cruel sexual desire. So this person excites lasciviousness. That's it. Lasciviousness. So they're exciting lasciviousness, right? They want you to do, they want you to get excited over. They want you to have sex with them. So they're gonna lead you into this manner. That's what they do. Right? It says wicked, ignorant. But ignorant was up on the file. So ignorance comes with lewdness, right? It says, inclined to characterize by inciting to lust or lechery, lasciviousness. There go that word. There it is, lasciviousness, right there up on the lewd. See that? There it is. See, the Lord has taught me what lascivious means, and so I've seen the spirit of lasciviousness and lewd. But if you don't look these words up, how can you say you are a discerner of spirits if you don't even know what the spirit is called? How can you pray over something you don't even know what it is? Okay, let's just get a little bit more in here, then we're going to move on. Driven by lust, preoccupied with preoccupied with the exhibition of lustful desires, libidinous orgies. Oh my God! So they into that. They can be in the orgies or, you know, yeah, sex. Okay, indecent, obscene, vulgar, dirty, loose, vile, pornographic, wicked, wanton, X-rated, profligate, prolificate, salacious, impure, lasciviousness, muddy, lustful, libidinous. What is that word? Libidinous, yep, that's what it says, libidinous. Characterized by excessive sexual desires. Full of lust. Oh my God. Full of lust, lewd, lasciviousness, there go that spirit again, driven by lust, preoccupied with the exhibition of lustful desires, orgies, marked by or tended to arouse sexual desires or interest, feeling sexy, sexy clothes, sexy poses, a sexy look, sexy jokes. So that's up under lewd, is that you wear sexy clothes. So when you when the person have a lewd spirit, they got on revealing clothes. That's the difference between Sarah, because they had on modest apparel. It was not lewd women. But a woman that has a lewd spirit, she will uncover herself. She's exciting sex. Carnal, impure, incontinent. Remember that word again, incontinent. That's why he said, defraud none of one. Defraud, he's talking to the married couples. He said, defraud ye not one another, except for in prayer and fasting, right? That's the word, that's incontinent. Incontinent, you know. All you know, you ain't been giving your husband or your wife the pool chain, man. They gonna go get it somewhere else. It's all to it. It says, not restrained, uncontrolled, lacking normal voluntary control of urinary functions, lacking sexual restraint, unchaste. Okay, all right. All of this is up under malicious? No. All of this is up under what that brother said. He said all this fell up under filthy. And we, you know, when you think of the word filthy, you don't come to that. You know, you don't think of it like that. You know, you don't think of it as, well, you know, hold on. You don't think of it like that. You don't think of it as this deep. You don't think filthy is this deep, but it is, man. That's why he said man is abominable. He understood what filthy was. So no wonder they was, that's why Eliu called them great men, because these brothers was bringing book. He said this, how much more abominable and filthy is man, which drinketh iniquity like water, sin, right? I will show thee, hear me, and that which I have seen, I will declare, right? He ain't talking, that's, you know, this is when people be, you know, parakeeting stuff, they haven't researched it. You know, this is how somebody sit up there, they try to tell you about the abomination making desolate, because they heard it in class. They took some notes down, and now they feel like they can go teach it. No, you have to go read it and study it. Got to study all of it, even the stuff that wasn't on the tape. Then when your understanding is there, then you can go and teach it. If you don't do that, you pretty much sound like a parakeet, right? Drinketh water like iniquity. I will show thee, hear me, that which I have seen, I will declare. That's what Jesus said. We testify the things that we've seen in here. You see, which men have told from our fathers and have not hid it. You see, this is that thing. Oh. Let me read this. Okay. Excuse me. It says this. Wise men have told from their fathers. I usually read this with the Fear of the Lord lesson, but I'm going to read this now. It says, wise men have told from their fathers and have not hid it, unto whom alone earth is given, and no stranger passed from among them. Yet man travaileth with pains all his days, and the number of his years is hitting to the oppressor, the devil. A dreadful sound is in his ears, and prosperity, the destroyer, shall come upon him, the devil. A dreadful sound is in his ear. What do you mean? Everything is telling him he's going to die, you know. You sinning against God, the creation turned against you, dogs barking at you, whatnot. You're like, dang. He said, he believeth not that he shall return out of darkness. He waiteth for the sword. He wanteth a boar for bread, the word of God, saying, where is the word? He's looking for the word, and he knoweth not that the day of darkness is ready at hand. We don't want it. This is up under filthy. This is Eliphaz. This ain't even Job. It's Eliphaz. He went there. He went there. All right. So let's look at this real further. Jeremiah 23 and verse 9. You know, let's read. And it says this. My heart within me is broken because of the prophet. Ah. So he's not talking about the wicked man that's covered with devils, right? He's not talking about the whore that's out there selling her food thing, right? He's not talking about the gang beggar, the drug dealers, no. He is not talking about the thief or the murderer that steal and rob people He's talking about the one that's supposed to know God. That's who he's talking about here. He said, my heart is broken because of the process. All my bones shake. Jeremiah spoke because he understands that he said, I am like a drunken man. I am like a man whose wine is overcame because of the Lord, because of the words of his holiness. See, the prophets see this stuff. The prophets understand these things. The Lord gives it to the prophets because the prophets speak these things out. That's why Daniel said, I understood by books, reading Jeremiah, right? So he said, for the land is full of adultery, and because of swearing, the land mourneth, and the pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up. Their course is evil, and their force is not right. So they only eat. They left the path of God. They not on the path anymore. They on a path of evil, right? They left the course of, they think, you know, they can get on and off the path. No, you can't, man. It's like, if you on it, then you on it. If not, you're not. But you're not going to get on and off. That ain't how this highway works. You get off the highway of the Lord, you may not find the old ramp back on it. You'll be driving around forever looking for the ramp, trying to get back on. And then you find yourself in a dead end with no way out, all because you got off the course. It says, for both prophets and priests are profane. That's word up, profane. He said a priest, he said a prophet and a priest. He called them both. That's the priests, the Levites. The prophets could be anybody. That could be any one of the 12 tribes, right? Profane. Marked by contempt or irreverence for what is sacred. They don't have no respect for the word. They don't have any reverence for the king and the throne. That's what it is. It says, non-religious and subject matter forms or use second. They ain't even practicing it, right? It says, to treat with irreverence, to put in an improper, unworthy, or degrading use. Oh, abuse. Oh, that could be anybody. But he's talking about the prophets now and the priestess in the church. That's what he's talking about. He's saying they are putting the word of God in an unworthy and a degrading use. That's that warning that we got in the book of Jude. Jude said they're in your feast. They at the feast, right? Speaking of things that they don't even know. You know, they speaking of things, they haven't researched or anything. They haven't sought it out. But they speak in like they got these authority against something because they didn't get it first. Okay. Having indicated contempt or irreverence, disrespect for dignity or something sacred. Jesus, the Pharisees. Is it this Joseph's son? Brothers and his sisters? They start naming them. His brothers and his sisters are here with us. They here with us. They here right now in the Sabbath day with us, right? And all Christ did was read the script. And they turned around and looked at him and said, this is this filled in your ears. They said, oh, what? What? Ain't this Joseph's son? His brothers and his sisters? They right here. Who are you? And then he slammed them. He slammed everybody in there. He said, a prophet is without honor in his own house. He slammed his brothers and sisters. And then he said, and in his own country. Then he slammed the rest of them. Now everybody want to throw him over a mountain. Then he pulled the power up. Disappeared. Or he pulled the blackness over their mind and he walked through them. Whichever one. I like to say he disappeared. You know, because that's like a real high form of having 100% of your cerebral. I know you can do that. I know you can disappear if you got 100% of your suit revealed. I know it. And yet, we're not even using 15% of our cerebral in an entire lifetime. I'm talking about from 0 to 80, 0 to 90. In fact, you start losing it after 50, right? You start depleting. So you don't even get a chance to use 20% of your cerebral. Because if you use 20% of your cerebral, you'll be able to read other people's thoughts. Just 20% of your cerebral would allow you to read other people's minds. It's 20%. In Christ, you know how many times it said he knew their thoughts? Profane. To treat or use something sacred with irreverence, is that what you did with Jesus? To put to an unworthy or improper use. Well, they put him on the cross. We put him on the cross. We put him like that. Showing irreverence toward God. Ain't that what he said? He said, He sent him out. He said, go out to the highways and byways for and bid them to the wedding. That was the father. And they stoned some, and they killed another one, they beat up the other ones, the prophets, right? And they were irreverent. That's what he said, touch not my anointed, do my prophets with no harm. No, they treat them with irreverence toward God. That's why you don't diss the Lord's anointing, because you fall here as a profane person. You have no respect for that which is good. It says this, irreligious, blasphemous. So a profane person, he said, they had a capacity in them to blaspheme the word of God. Flat out blasphemy, just teach against it because they profane. When you have a profane spirit, then here comes the spirit of blasphemy. Unholy. In order for you to be unholy, you have to be once holy. That's why he said the prophets and the priests are profane. They became unholy. They became the ungodly. They were once godly, now they're ungodly, unholy. Then they put heathens and pagans. Heathens and pagans were never holy. They the ones that's walking around here with the devils and don't even know it. You know, pagans, well, some of them know what they're doing. They worship the devils and stuff like that, but they don't know the spirits that jumped on them, accidentally spirits. She don't know no devils running through her head. She got more drugs to try to combat them devils that's inside her head right now than the law would have. I can't even imagine what her liver looked like, let alone what's going on inside of her mind. Okay. It says, not initiated into religious rite, or it said coarse or vulgar, to misuse any sacred or holy, defile or debase. So this person is capable to misuse that which is holy. They're capable of doing that, or debase something that's sacred or holy. Person is capable of that, same person. Right. So this is why he said the prophets and the priests are profane. This is right up under that. That's why he called them profane, because they can be unholy. They can be blasphemous. They can speak evil things. That's what happened to Paul. They went to the temple, and then the priests, seeing that half of the city came out, and they was envious. And they went off on Paul. Paul went off on them, and they kicked them out the city. That's this thing, profane. That's what he said. Now watch this. He said, I'm reading Jeremiah 23:11. For both prophets and priests are profane, Yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord. There it is. He said, wherefore, their way shall be unto them. See, now, remember now, I told you in the beginning, he said, when we read Jeremiah, that was 17, he said this. He said, hold on, let me back up. 17 and 9, he said, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try to raise even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doing. Then he said this. He said, now watch this in verse 12. He said, wherefore their way shall be unto them as slippery ways, and darkness they shall be driven on and fall therein. And I will bring evil upon them, even a year of their visitation, saith the Lord. See, he said, I'm going to give them the fruit of their ways. That's why, we got to be careful, because I'm going to make sure you get all you're going to get just so I can kill you. So what do you mean by this darkness? Let's look at this word darkness. Right? He said, their ways are darkness. He said, it's what he said first. He said, lacking or having very little light. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said that too. He said, because they were afraid to come to the light. Because their darkness was great, they were afraid to come to the light. So they have very little light. They don't have a lot of light. They got very little light, right? Lacking brightness. Reflecting only a small fraction of the incident light, tending toward black. Oh, he said tending toward black. The little light that they have is going dark. That's why he said, I'm going to take that, what you got. He said, they buried the talent in him. He said, I'm going to get that to him that got five. He sure did. Now you in darkness. The talent that I gave you was just one. That was enough to light up any place, man. But you was afraid to front my word, right? For whatever reason. And he said, inciting, he said, reflecting only a small fraction is sending light tending toward backwards. Serve without milk. Oh, my God. They don't even have the milk of the word. They can't even teach the milk of the word. They can't teach the milk of the word. He said the prophets and the priests can't teach the milk of the word. What? And we got these preachers all over everywhere. They everywhere, and they got churches everywhere. And they got classes everywhere. They got camps everywhere. They got synagogues everywhere. They got mosques everywhere. And they can't even teach the milk of the word. Being or having complexity that is not light or in color. It says, unknown or concealed, lacking enlightenment, knowledge, or culture. It says, he said the people, he said the priests, he said the priest is lacking knowledge and enlightenment. Why are they lacking enlightenment? Well, let's go to Job. I'm going to get back to this here. This is why they lacking enlightenment. Job, I think it's in Job 33. I think it is. So it's 33 or 32, one or two. Let's see. I'm going to try 33 first. Yeah, this is it. It says this. It says 3 and 27. He said, he looketh upon man, if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which is right. Who is calling me? Okay. Let's see. It says, I'm back in Job, still in Job. It says, Job 33:27, he looketh upon man, and any say, I have sinned and perverted that which is right, which was right, and it profited me not, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. So he's saying that these priests or prophets never repented to see the light. Really? That's what time it was. They never repented. That's what time it is. They never repented. Lo, all these things, work of God, oftentimes with man, not just with the priests and the prophets, but with man in general, right? It says to bring his soul from the pit, the lake of fire, to be enlightened with the light of the living. But he said the priests are not enlightened. Horrifying. It says, evil in nature or effect of sinister. A place of little or no light, absent of light, a state of ignorance and uninformed. Okay. A state of the quality of being dark, right? Absent of deficient of light, wickedness, or evil. Obscure concealment, lack of knowledge, concealment, or enlightenment, lack of sight, lack of sight, so they can't see. Wait a minute. Wait. This sounds like this is in Isaiah. I'm gonna leave this here. God willing we live, I'll be back tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. We can pick this back up here. Let's see. Where is that at? I'm going to find it. Let me see. One second. Hold on. Let me see. Is that 29? I think it's Isaiah 29. Yes, Isaiah 29 and 9, watch this. It says this, stay yourselves in wonder and cry out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep and closed your eyes. Your prophets and your rulers and your seers have you covered. Darkness. He put darkness on them. And then he said this in verse 11. And the vision of all as become unto you as the word of a book that is sealed. The book, that's what he said. He said concealment. So the book is sealed so they can't see these things that belong to God. Look at this. He said, in the vision of all as become unto you as the words of the book that is sealed, which man delivered to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he says, I cannot, for it is sealed. The man is supposed to be a man of God, not somebody educated. He's supposed to be a prophet or a priest. And the man said, hey, read this, show me this, and this, and this. He said, I can't, man, I can't deal with that. And at least he's honest. Some of us are trying to deal with something we have no idea about. None whatsoever. Or speak on something we have no idea about, just to look like we know what we're talking about. We have the nerve to play that game. We had a nerve to go there. We had a nerve to even tempt God in that life. And the vision has become as the words of a book that is sealed, which man delivered to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. He said, if I cannot put it sealed. The book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, if I'm not learned. So he's not talking about, well, he could be talking about somebody uneducated, but no. I'm more or less, I'm going to look at this as a little bit more so than this. I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians, right? I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And this is what I get out of that right here. Let's see. And some people want to twist this up and say they speak in tongues, like, tie my bow tie, tie my bow tie, tie my bow tie, ah! And fall all out and say they slain in the spirit and all that nonsense. Stop it. You can't find one prophet that did that or one apostle. You're a liar. And I'm going to call you a liar before God, and you're faking. Anyway, or that's true. You did fall out. But that wasn't from God, because the God of Israel don't do that with his prophet. He did that with Jezebel's prophet. They fell out. They screamed, and they were doing that. Now, let's read. It says this. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 18, he said, I thank God that I speak with tongues more than you all. Well, Bishop Paul was talking where he was. From Rome to Corinth to Thessalonians, of course he did. They were all speaking different forms of Latin. And he spoke Hebrew. And he spoke Egyptian. He spoke all the tongues, right? The Lord gave him to speak. He said, yeah, in the church I'd rather speak 5 words with my understanding that by my voice I might teach others also than 10,000 words in unknown tongues. Why people rather be all over the church going blah, 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 versus 5 words that they can say, hey, man, keep the Sabbath day. That is 5 words, isn't it? Keep the Sabbath day. Ooh, that's 4 words. Can't go wrong with that, can you? Keep the law. 3. Honor your father and mother. That day may be long. 7. What? That's that simple, right? Okay, let me get into this, because I only got like 20 minutes left, so we're going to get ready to wrap this up. It says, yet in 5 words I'd rather speak. Yet I'd rather speak 5 words with my understanding than that by my voice I might teach others than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Brethren, be not children and understand. He said people that do that is children. That sounds like a nobody. Wait a minute. Goes on and it says, with men of other tongues. Now, he says, be not children and understand. How be it in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. Right? He said, in the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people. See, he's not talking about speaking in an unknown tongue. Like tie my bow tie. It's a speech on the God that he called deep intercessions and groaning. But that's not that thing that they doing. That's something else. When you in that deep groaning, nobody can hear it. Nobody will know that you there. Nobody can hear it. It's just between you and God. And he said, yet for all that they will not hear me, says the Lord. He said, wherefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesy and serve not for them that believe not, for them that believe. See, this is that thing. People rather speak in tongues than prophesy because they think that that will get people to believe that they got the Spirit. No. You got it wrong. Prophesying would say that you got the Spirit. And it says, verse 23, it says, I therefore, the whole church will come together in one place and all speak with tongues, come in that are unlearned or unbelieving. So he said, the book is delivered to him that is unlearned. He's an unbeliever. So he's not uneducated. He just don't know God. So it's like me handing a book to somebody out here in the world, say, hey, break this book down. They'd be like, man, I, they will tell you flat out, I don't know what to tell you, man. Or they might try to go there, and I say, well, hey, man, show me the parable of the figs. Huh? Right. Because they can't. They unlearn. So he's saying they're not uneducated. They don't know the word of God. And then he said he delivered the book to somebody that's supposed to be learned. Then they said the book is sealed. So those things aren't even open. And you say, well, hey, show me the parable of the pigs. I heard about it. And like you know, like Stephen jumped on a carriage with that Ethiopian, and he read that piece in Isaiah, and he said, is this talking about Jesus or somebody else? And he said, no, man. He broke it down, and he said, well, what's preventing me from being baptized? He baptized him. He became learned. And he said this, and that come, and those that are unlearned or unbelieving, will not they all say that I'm at who? How many times I said that in the church? When I walked in, man, I went into a Baptist church. Man, I'm like, man, these people tripping. Went into a Pentecostal church. Woo, they tripping. Woo-hoo-hoo. The Pentecostal people is flat out tripping. They be tripping. You know. No, they be tripping hard, right? They got it bad. And then I just walked out of there, man. I mean, I was looking for God. I ain't gonna even lie to you. You know, that was the last time I walked into a church, man. I was looking for God. I was really searching for my – I was driven, right? And so I went to a Baptist church. I went to this church. I went to that church just before the Lord led me to the Israel of God. Or he led me to this brother named Samson. And so Sean Richardson, and he led me to him, and he told me what the count was. Now, actually, he sent Sean to me because he was looking for a job. So he said, well, hey, man, you know – while he was in my truck, I was teaching him, you know, how to get, you know, how we do things, right? And he was in there like, hey, man, don't you know you're Israelite? Like, what? Like, yeah, man, you like, you one of the people of God, man, you know, me in the Bible, da-da-da-da-da. You know, man, I was selling drugs. I had money. I was out here in this world bad. I do, man, I ain't trying to hear that. You know, I was playing all kind of ghetto games, right? And the last thing I want to hear is this dude talk about God to me. And so... the last time I seen him, right, I was really doing my job, because he found another job. He found a better job, or he found a better position. He was looking for a job. I was training him. He was with me for like about 3 or 4 days. So we stopped at Subway, and he asked me to buy him lunch, right? So I bought him a sandwich. He ordered his sandwich, whatever, you know, turkey this, that, you know. And I said, yeah, well, look, you need ham and this, that, and the other. And he said, hey, brother, you're not supposed to be eating ham. I looked at that dude. First of all, the first thing in my mind is, no, I'm buying you lunch, right? I said, look, double ham on that joint. Hook it up. He just looked at me and shook his head, right? Then the Lord burnt down the company that I was working with. And I mean, burnt it down. And when I went to work that morning, it was winter time, and it was covered in icicles because they had to put it out, right? Covered with ice. And so after the process of time, money started getting low, and I'm talking to the Lord on my porch, whatnot. And then I remember this dude saying something about this camp was on 75th Street. So I had my boy Butch drop me off. And he dropped me off at the class, brother named Isaac was at the door. Not Isaac Bim, just another dude. Abraham, Isaiah brother. Look, he's struck with Isaac, right? So anyway, he was there. I said, this is where the word is? He said, yeah, man, come on in. So Bush dropped me up. I walked through the door. And the first lesson I got was marriage and adultery. Then the next lesson Brother Danny taught was the day of the Lord. And then Bowie taught the abomination, make a death. I said, anyway, make a long story short, I walked through the door, right, and I see a big Samson, right? So it was a seat right next to him. And so when I came in, I sat next to him, and you could have bought him for a dollar. He just seen me sit down, and he didn't even know it was me, right? Then he looked. I'm looking forward, you know, because I'm trying to play. I'm just playing it out, you know, playing it down. And then he looked again, and he fell back in his chair. And I looked at him, he was like, what? You know, like, you here? What? You know? And, that was the beginning of a beautiful relationship, man. God rest his soul. I never forget his face when he saw me. I thank the Lord for him and for having the courage to rock the gospel to a hard rock like me. you know, because I wasn't playing, man. I was out there bad. I had spots everywhere. I was not playing. I was making money. You're only making money. Plus, I had spots. So anyway, like I said, all that madness was gibberish to me. So I walked out of church, and I walked from 87th and Cottage to, no, from 95th and Cottage, was that 92nd to 87th, caught the bus, got off and walked down the block, went past this church, had all these idols, and I told God that day, I said, I ain't never walking another one in. And I said, if you show me your word, you will. If you don't, you don't. But I ain't going back in here no more. I ain't looking for him up in here. And I went on about my business. I said, and I really got into my grind, you know. And that's when he sent Big Samson to me. God bless him. So I'm going to leave that here, right? Well, let me read this. Let me read a little more. It just says, all prophesy there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned. He is convinced of all, he is judge of all, and thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is to you of a truth. See, it said it reveals the secret of his heart, right? But this is the thing, man. We got to know what's, you know, we got to understand the prayers of our own minds. So that being said, you know, I want to just thank everybody, man, for their time. Hope we edify someone. And as we say here, man, I'm not going to be project. I'm going to say this, you know, you want to be back here tomorrow. You know, God willing, we live at this time, 7 o'clock, right? We'll be back here tomorrow. You know, God willing, we can pick this back up again. We're going to get some more into this, man, because we really just touched on it. We didn't go all the way hard. We just touched on it. But God willing, we live, we're going to get back into this, all right? So that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope to edify someone. And as we say here, at the sound of living waters, reach your bodies.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, bleed from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.